We are in Simen Tov Mem Ches. We're up to Sif Hei. We will be doing Sifim Hei and Vav today. First, the Mechaber says, Chomet Shenimtzu Bebeis Yisrael Achra Pesach Osur Af Al Pi Shebitel. The halacha that Chazal gave a knas, they gave a penalty to anyone that owned chametz over Pesach, this is even though you did bitul chametz. You said kol chamira, you said that this chametz should be null and void and like dust of the earth. So that's like hefker. Or, for that matter, the Mishnah Berurah adds, if you actually said this chametz should be hefker. The halacha is that the Rabbanan do not rely on that. They say that you have to physically destroy it. And if you did not, then midrabbanan, this is chametz she'over lav ha-pesach and is osur bahano'o. You're not allowed to benefit from it. Even though midaraisa, you were not over on Bal Yeroa because you did bitul chametz, the Rabbanan were choshish that you will be insincere, that you'll say after Pesach, that, or that a person will after Pesach say, you know, I did bitul. Chazal said it's got to be something clear. You physically destroy it, give it away, or sell it. What happens if you did a good bedikas chametz and a bitul chametz like everybody else, and then you find some chametz on Pesach, or you find chametz after Pesach? What do? If you find chametz on Pesach, you got to destroy it. But you find chametz after Pesach. You did your best, but there was something that got left behind. So the Mishnah Berurah brings the Prichadosh, the Nolabi Yehuda, the Chasam Sofer, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who say that after Pesach it is Osir Bahano. Whereas the Chok Yaakov says, since you did everything that you were supposed to, it is mutter not to eat, but at least Bahano. The Mishnah Berurah says that you can rely on that in Hefsid Merubah. What happens if you were on a boat and there were only Jews on that boat? This was before Pesach. There was no non-Jew to sell your chametz to. So what are you supposed to do? So the halacha is like this. What you're supposed to do at the time is, of course, be mafkarit. You declare in front of three Jews, this is my chametz at home is no longer mine. So now there's a machlokas aposkim, what happens with the Yevid? The Mishnah Berurah says that if it's hefsid merubah, the halacha is that you can sell it to a non-Jew and benefit from the money, but you shouldn't benefit from the chametz itself. But then the Mishnah Berurah adds, this is only chametz you had with you on the boat, because really, you should have thrown it off the boat. Whereas, what if you were on a boat and there was chametz in your home somewhere, and there was no one to sell it to on the boat? You're really an onus gomer. There's nothing you could have done. You did absolutely everything that you could have done. So the Mishnah Berurah here says that here you could be makel and you could be somach on the makilim, and you can even benefit from the chametz itself. You don't have to switch it with anybody after Pesach. So if you did everything you possibly could, that doesn't mean you did bedikas chametz, but an accident happened. This means you were on a boat. There was just no way that you can get rid of the chametz that you didn't have with you. So there, the Mishnah Berurah allows you to benefit from that chametz. You don't have to go and switch it with anybody else. Sivav, osur lahachel chemtzo bapesach afilu lebehemas achirim oshel hefker. Since chametz on Pesach is osur bahanom midoraisa, it is osur to feed it to someone else's animal because you take pleasure in the fact that you just fed an animal, so you're being nenef from it. Now, what does this apply to? First of all, you find chametz in your house. Or this is Erev Pesach, say an hour before Chatzos, where Chazal made it Aser Bahanah. Chomet She'over of Lava Pesach, which is also Aser Bahanah. All of these things are Aser to give to a stray animal, because you are still getting Hanah from it. By the way, is this halacha true of all other Isurei Hanah? The Mishnah Berurah brings it, the Mesek Eliezer, who brings B'Shem the Grah, that this is only a special chumrah for chametz, because really the benefit of the fact that an animal enjoyed the fact that an animal ate my chametz, that's not considered hana. Hana generally means actual physical hana or monetary profit. It does not mean the satisfaction of knowing that I made an animal happy. Now the same halacha goes for chametz shel Yisrael that was over of Pesach, but it wasn't mine. A neighbor of mine had chametz over Pesach. I can't use that chametz that's not mine to feed an animal, because I'm still enjoying feeding chametz to an animal, and that's chametz over Pesach, which is osur b'hanah. Not only that, but if I take chametz that doesn't belong to me on Pesach, I take another Jew's chametz and I feed it to a stray animal, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down a day that you're actually over on Bal Yeroa when you do that.